This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and healthcare and health news channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Michael Gomez, Senior Vice President of Government and Carrier Relations from Benefit Mall, which is headquartered in Dallas, Texas, and works with a network of 20,000 brokers and CPAs to deliver employee benefits, HR, and payroll services to more than 200,000 small and medium-sized businesses. Michael, a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio this afternoon.
Eric, thanks. I'm glad to be here with you.
Definitely. A lot of information that one needs to gather here. What is all this noise that we're hearing about around the health care reform?
Health care reform, or as some people refer to it as the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, commonly known as PPACA, has been a hot topic now for a while. The original legislation and all the regulations that go with it exceeds over tens of thousands of pages. We look at the legislation and realize that it's really going to affect everybody, every employer, and no two employers will be impacted in the same manner. Employers are scrambling, and that's why I think you're seeing some of the noise, because the deadline is coming up. They need to understand and evaluate many of the components that's going to impact their businesses, and they need to determine how they themselves and their employees are going to be impacted. Until recently, the employer mandate portion of the health care reform was going to be implemented just beginning in a few months. But the latest news or noise, as you call it, really gave that a one-year delay in the enforcement action against these employers who no longer need to provide coverage to their employers in 2014. That's been delayed now until 2015. But with the PPACA still being very much a partisan issue in Congress, the delay has created even more noise between both political parties. However, brokers and their business clients welcomed this delay as it allowed more time for both parties to evaluate and strategize a plan for the upcoming law.
What is the individual mandate?
That's a great question. Unlike the employer mandate, which we just talked about, the individual mandate will take effect on January 1st of next year. The provision is simple. It requires that every individual obtain a minimum essential coverage or be subject to taxes or penalties beginning in January. Congress, when they passed this portion of the law, basically said we need to assist individuals and families that cannot afford insurance. So they put subsidies, or they've created subsidies, I should say, that would be available through public exchanges based on the individual's total family income. And these exchanges are ready to begin enrolling people beginning October 1st and just 6 weeks away.
And that's quickly approaching for sure. What are exchanges? Explain that, if you would.
Sure, great segue. These exchanges, which sometimes you'll now hear them referred to as marketplaces, are on schedule to go live on October 1st, as I just described. The individual exchange, and let me back up. There's two kinds of exchanges. There's exchanges for individuals to buy for themselves, and there's what they call the shop exchange, which is for small employers to purchase. And these individual exchanges will allow people who are not receiving insurance through their employer or maybe some other kind of government program to purchase affordable health insurance on their own. As I just indicated, the shop exchanges are ready to go live as well, and these are for small businesses with up to 50 employees, and they'll also be able to shop and compare affordable coverage for their employees. Since all individuals, though, are subject to the individual mandate, you must be enrolled in your employer's plan or purchase coverage on your own by January 1st. Otherwise, the subject or the penalties that we just talked about that they're subject to will begin on January 1st.
Today we are speaking with Michael Gomez, Senior Vice President of Government and Carrier Relations from Benefit Mall, which is headquartered in Dallas, Texas, and works with a network of 20,000 brokers and CPAs to deliver employee benefits, HR, and payroll services to more than 200,000 small and medium-sized businesses here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Michael, can you tell me more about the five critical factors regarding PPACA?
Absolutely. You know, we've looked at this, and as I indicated, you know, we're talking about tens of thousands of pages, not just the legislation, but the regulations that go with it. With all of the complexities surrounding PPAC and all of the information we're seeing, it's really overwhelming. So we at Benefit Mall, in our monitoring of our regulations and everything else, we decided we really need to narrow it down to what are the five most critical factors that employers, brokers, and our CPA partners should follow, rather than trying to sift through all of this legislation. What's really key? And we really bring it down to five things. First of all, business size and employer shared mandate applicability. I mean, commonly referred to as the employer mandate. The second component, the second key factor we want to make sure people understand is really small business tax credits. How can, you know, employers with up to 25 employees earn these tax credits? Plan affordability, plan value, and lastly, some of the new reporting requirements that employers are now subject to. Our strategy is really to continue as part of our educational process to publish materials. We have a blog on healthcareexchange.com. We've developed tools such as our new compliance analysis tool called AllCheck. And what we want to make sure is that using our tools, our educational materials, clearly focused on these five critical factors, that our trusted advisors have the ability to consult with our customers.
Yeah, you just mentioned AllCheck. Tell me more about that, and that for the benefit of our listeners, if you would.
Sure, I'd love to. We recently launched an expansion of our regulatory compliance suite, and we have AllCheck, soon to be AllCheck Pro, which is just an extension of what those suites of products have. But AllCheck is the industry's first online advisor program, or really it's advisor-centric tool, which is a compliance analysis opportunity that's geared toward the small to medium-sized employer. It's also an educational tool that provides employers with an initial assessment of, you know, am I going to get a rebate or am I going to have to pay a penalty? So based on a quick, you know, 10-minute survey where the advisor and the employer can answer a few questions, we have an opportunity to give them a range of possible outcomes. Am I subject to the employer mandate? Am I eligible based on the average wage of my employees to receive a tax subsidy? Or am I going to be paying a huge penalty? These are very important issues that our customers and our customers' customers are looking at, and we want to make sure that they have all of these tools in place to help them fully understand the role of PPACA and how it's going to impact their business.
And lastly, what is your advice or those one or two things that you feel are most important for the business owner to understand?
You know, it's real simple. I've been, you know, traveling across the country talking to audiences almost weekly, and I close with simply saying, never navigate PPACA alone. By the time we get through, you know, maybe an hour presentation on all the current status of the law and everything else, I'm looking out into an audience that is just confused and you know, just really overwhelmed. So I basically say, never navigate it alone. The regulations for healthcare reform are so numerous. And not only that, they change regularly. You'll see delays, and you'll see almost daily, you know, front page of the paper or blogs or so forth talking about the changes and the delays. So I really recommend that employers should seek the advice of a professional broker to make sure that they remain compliant. They're out there. Seek these individuals, even your tax advisors, to make sure that when you navigate PPACA, you have some of these, some of this help to help you through.
Very good advice, and if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information and to be in potential contact with you there online.
Well, the best way to do it is to go on to healthcareexchange.com. There is a vast amount of information about healthcare reform, previous webinars we've done, as well as a twice-a-week blog on some of the latest topics.
We've been speaking with Michael Gomez, Senior Vice President of Government and Carrier Relations from Benefit Mall, which is headquartered in Dallas, Texas. And the websites of reference, once again, is healthcareexchange.com as well as benefitmall.com. Mr. Gomez, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.